Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and the worthy name of our beloved and blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your Bible teacher of the air, Mr. J.W. Bramhall, giving you a hearty welcome to the prophetic studies that we are now pursuing from the Word of God. We come to a subject in our discussion concerning the future of Israel. And the subject matter of today's message concerns Israel and its greatest enemy, the great red dragon. The scripture portion which we shall consider is taken from the book of the Revelation, chapter 12, where every spiritual student of prophecy will intelligently grasp the fact that in this great chapter, the 12th of the Revelation, we have the revelation of a woman and her child and the nation of Israel. The woman undoubtedly represents, if I may read in verse 12, chapter 12 rather, in verse 1 and verse 2, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. Here we have a sign in heaven, not upon the earth, but a sign in heaven which reveals to us the divine view of the nation of Israel, symbolized by the woman, which shall be as a nation someday, invested with supreme governmental authority, as symbolized by the sun, the moon, and the 12 stars. In verse 2, we have the travail of Israel, and yet it takes place about 2,000 years after she brought forth the man-child. For the child which Israel has brought forth, as depicted in the scriptures, is none other than the Messiah, the blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. But in our chapter in verse 3, we find the appearance of the great red dragon. There appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads, and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. This sign of the great red dragon is of a future prophecy, where Satan is presented in his worst character in confronting the woman Israel. And this is the first time, may we declare, in all the scriptures that Satan is directly spoken of as a dragon. May I again reemphasize what we have before us in this third verse? A great red dragon. The dragon is indicated as having despotic and spiritual and political power and rule through an empire that is yet to be revived, which is the revived Roman Empire, which may be directly described in chapter 13 and verse 1 through 10. But we wish to note the enemy, which will be the greatest enemy that Israel must and will face, and that in a very future time and perhaps very near. We read in verse 4, if you please, that the tail of the great dragon drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Here again we may recognize that at the very birth of the child, which is the Son of God, our Savior, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah of Israel, as we well know in the writings of Matthew, it was the purpose of Satan to destroy that young child and cause his death to be effected in the days of the wicked Herod, but which providentially God permitted not to take place. But then, the woman becomes the object of the hatred of the dragon. And we see in verse 5 who the child was that she brought forth. One that was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. But her child was caught up unto God and to his throne, indicating that our Savior, having accomplished the will of God for the redemption of the human race, though unable to take the kingdoms of the earth for himself at that particular time, has been caught up by God and is now in heaven above. But in that future day of Israel's history, during that period of the great tribulation, the dragon and the woman will be face to face by the power of the enemy seeking to destroy the woman herself. We read in verse 6, the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that she should be fed 1,260 days. Here again we have the reference to that great period of trouble which is to come upon all the face of the earth, and be particularly for the nation of Israel, that period or the time of Jacob's trouble, which it is called in Jeremiah, chapter 30 and verse 7, the day of Jacob's trouble, through which the nation will nevertheless be saved. But the nation will be the object of the great red dragon's anger and attempt to destroy the people of Israel. Now, may I bring this down to the very days in which we are now living? I wonder, my radio friend, if you and I realize, proportionately as we should, that the nation of Israel now existent within the land of Israel, as a national entity, is yet to face the greatest crisis and the greatest danger as a nation they have ever known. And that will be when the dragon himself, Satan inspiring the wicked men of the earth in that day, will seek the destruction of God's earthly people. May I say very solemnly from a heart that feels deeply the truth of what I state. My heart aches when I realize from the prophetic scriptures of God's word that the nation of Israel is going to face the greatest wave of anti-Semitism that nation has ever known before. Beloved, may I remind you of the words of the Lord Jesus in Matthew 24, when speaking of this same period, and he declared, of his earthly people, ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Israel's greatest enemy is not particularly the nations alone, and all who may, in anger and wrath, demand their extinction. The greatest enemy of Israel is Satan himself, so characterized in our chapter as the great red dragon. Now you may ask why the nation of Israel should have an enemy of this character. Beloved, there is only one reason, concrete and specific. 'Twas out of that nation, God sent, by the virgin birth, the Messiah of Israel into this world. And Israel as a nation has produced the greatest person who ever lived upon the earth. That person, the eternal Son of God himself, the Messiah of Israel, the Redeemer of the world. And though Satan, the great red dragon, was unable to wipe out that blessed one when he was here upon the earth, he takes vengeance upon the people that produced this blessed person, the nation of Israel itself. But we go down in our chapter, and in verse 13 we would read, when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, for in the interval of this chapter we find Satan cast down to the earth, never again to be in the heavens of On. And he gives vent to his wrath. He persecutes the woman which brought forth the man-child. I wish you to note the theme of our subject. Israel's greatest enemy is the great red dragon. None other than the devil, Satan, the dragon himself. He persecutes the woman. May I say again, his persecution against Israel will be the greatest in days that may seem very near ahead. But to the woman, we read, were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. Once again you have the character of the great red dragon revealed, but here in the verse is a serpent. But you have also the providential, almighty, omnipotent power and the protection of Jehovah himself to preserve that earthly people and bring them safely through the ordeal of that coming day. For though the dragon will seek their extinction, yet we read in the 16th verse, the earth helped the woman, the earth opened her mouth, the earth swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth for her destruction, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now in substance, may we declare, we can recognize that the source of the trouble that will be Israel's in that coming day of great tribulation, in its final persecution, will be the great red dragon himself. But Israel will have the providential protection given by God. And though Satan's murderous attacks will be against her, there will be godly Jews who will be faithful to the testimony of Jehovah and be brought through that critical and most crucial time of Israel's history. May we realize the character of the enemy is the devil himself, no matter whom or what he may use. Father, bless thy truth in the Savior's name, we pray. Amen.